Blog Talk Radio.
Today's segment of the A New Day show, and happy Sunday to each and every one of you, wherever you're joining us from. We see that as a blessing that you would take time out from your family to spend with us this Sunday evening. Today, my guest is joining us from Canada. And we've been hanging out in the virtual green room, and I'm going to be bringing him on live momentarily. And I want to remind you that your call and your involvement in the conversation is always welcome. So, in order for you to do that, I remind you to call 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. 915-8166. And that's the number you call to be part of the conversation. I want to also remind you that the chat room is open, and I want to go ahead and welcome my assistant, Vanna XK from Jamaica. Thank you always for joining us. And I want to encourage anyone who is listening, you will want to tweet or put a Facebook message out or just make a phone call to your friends, because this is an episode that they will not want to miss. I want to do a little bit of housekeeping. I want to remind you to save the date for the 23rd of March through the 26th of March, when I will be hosting the Vision Weekend Conference 2012. And the conference will be taking place in New York City at the Millennium Broadway on Times Square. So listen, if you have never been to New York City, this is your opportunity, and you do not want to miss it, because it is going to be a vision transformation revolution weekend. And a few of my friends and I have gotten together, and we just want to invest in each and every one of you, whether you're a speaker, trainer, coach, a wannabe entrepreneur or an entrepreneur, or someone who has already worked a job and you have retired and now you're looking to really live your dream and purpose, well, this is the conference for you. So again, I want you to save the date for the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 on March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in Times Square. So, now without any further delay, I want to bring my guests on live. I want to welcome my guests all the way from Canada, Mr. James Kayovac. James, how are you?
Excellent. Thank you, Daphne.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm so excited to have you on the show because we're going to be talking about something that a lot of people is lacking in their life. And a lot of people are looking outside of themselves for what we are about to talk about. So this should be a very interesting conversation.
Absolutely. I've been looking forward to this since we set this up a couple weeks ago. And it's an amazing unfolding today.
Yes, and before we get into conversation, would you please take the time to just introduce yourself to the listeners? Tell them who you are and, you know, where you're from, the humble beginnings and all of that.
Absolutely. Well, my name's James Kerouac. I'm the founder of Create a Happy Life Now. And I discovered many years ago that we had the power to control our lives. And I had several incidents when I was a kid where I was in the presence of a being of light.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would come from being in that presence, it was as if I woke up, but it wasn't like a dream. It was an event. And in that event, I would just feel a butterfly sensation throughout my body.
Mm.
And for me, it was just a way to remember that we're so much more than our five senses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it just put me on a journey through mm-hmm. my life to rediscover who we are and mm-hmm. share that information with everybody who's looking for it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, there are some people listening, whether they're listening live or on the archive, who just don't get it and they don't understand. How do you find people's reaction to you when you go out and working on spreading the message of, you know, happiness, fulfillment, joy, self-acceptance, and all those things? What's people's reaction to you?
Actually, it's funny. I find that people are very open to learning more about this power that we have within ourselves, and more people are seeking it because we've always been told that we were powerless, and that is not the case. And one thing I like to do to bridge that gap is I have a background in hypnosis, a training, and in that training, what they shared with us was what they called convincers. And I'd like to share a couple of those with your audience right now.
Yeah, no, don't. I don't hold that. Hold that. I don't want to go in that yet.
Okay.
I kind of want to set the space because people are not very ready, open, nor are they accepting when they hear this kind of message. So I don't know about what it is like in Canada, but I know in my work as an empowerment specialist, transformational coach and empowerment coach and all of that, when I get into conversation with people, they think, oh man, oh no, Daphne, that thing is way out there. You kidding me? oh, no, I've been suffering all my life, and now you're telling me I can empower myself. Oh, no, I'm too far gone. So when you approach them with your message, if you can even pull on one person's reaction and feedback to you, what was that like?
Well, I think the main thing is really there's nothing I can do for somebody who's not looking for this information. As a magnetic being,
mm-hmm.
we attract people to us who are in the same vibrational awareness that we are.
Mm-hmm.
So as we start to look for people who are looking for what we have to teach,
mm-hmm.
they just show up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not for us to convince anybody of anything.
Right.
It's all about them looking and asking big questions,
high
quality questions of themselves, and expecting the answers to come.
Mm-hmm. So James, for that or those extremely unhappy persons or people who are listening to us now in this conversation, and you just mentioned that, you know, we are magnetic beings and all of that good stuff. So are you saying for those who are unhappy, and for some of them, they are even pointing fingers at people that they think or they say make them unhappy? They are attracting that, you think?
Absolutely. Our true power is inside us, and
mm-hmm.
It's always easy to point the finger at somebody else and blame somebody else. But the reality of the matter is that we control this energy field that's around us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, people show up and we have experiences together, and we
mm-hmm.
co-create experiences.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you're driving down the road and somebody cuts you off and you get angry with them. And as a magnetic being, you two are a match. And so the key is when you're in a situation that you see somebody doing something that you don't like, you got to realize that they are a reflection of you. And I know this is it's tough for people to hear, but they really got to be open to change. Because it's like Albert Einstein said, if you use the same energy to get out of your problem that you use to get into your problem, you're just going to perpetuate that problem even further.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're really trying to get people into a different way of looking at their lives,
mm-hmm.
and to draw this energy out in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key, is I can't do it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frustrating sometimes when you look at your family members or your friends and you're wanting to do this for them.
Mm-hmm.
And as you realize, if I use the energy myself and show myself as an example,
mm-hmm.
they will follow the example that I set forth. And that's what we're really doing here.
Okay, James, I don't know why, but my assistant says there's an echo when you speak. So I don't know whether
because
you
I'm picking up your speaker on your end. If you can turn your speaker down a bit, we'd probably be all right.
Oh, I don't even have that thing. I just have a plug-in thing. Okay. So, but she says there's some echo from you. So I guess she will tell me what's happening next. Yes. So you talk about energy, and you speak about us attracting the things that turn up, and you know, this world don't think that. I mean, people think it's the government, it's their spouse, it's their siblings, it's their parents, it's the community. But you tend to differ?
Well, you know, it's always easier to have the power outside of yourself, because when things go wrong, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to give that power over to the government, to our spouse,
mm-hmm.
instead of looking at who's really in every situation. We are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are the one factor that is in every situation as we move through our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That will never change.
Yes, so we are in total control. But you know, it is always easier to point the finger and find somebody else instead of looking in the mirror and have a constructive dialogue with that person looking back at you. That is so difficult for people to do.
Absolutely. So, Michael Jackson said it best. If you're going to change the world, you have to start with the man in the mirror.
Exactly. You know? And I think each and every one of us need to each day look in the mirror and be able to do an assessment of what and who we see looking back. And this way, when we step through our doors, we are going to be ready for the outside. But instead, we go outside and looking for the world to give us all the things that we so-called want for ourselves instead of us creating and attracting all those things. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and I will be right back. Time for you to sip your water. And I am encouraging you to call. I'm in conversation with Mr. James Kaovac out of Canada, and we are talking about create a happy life now. So we want you to chime in.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, and I want to take this opportunity to introduce you to the speakers from the Vision Weekend Conference on March the 23rd through the 26th. Mr. James Nemley, Mrs. Chandel Pitts, Mrs. Jennifer Sertle, Mr. Ed Foxworth III, Mr. Kobe Huberman, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, Mrs. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Mr. Stephen Jackson, Dr. Cheryl Cuttle, Mr. Sam Oram, Mr. Willie Crawford, Miss Crystal Washington, Ms. Jan Mullock, and Mr. Leon Ellis. And our keynote speaker will be Mr. Simon T. Bailey. All right, so listen, you could not ask for a better platform than this. So if you're looking to really take your life to the next level, you need to be there at the Vision Transformation Revolution Weekend. And remember to call in 646-915-8166. I want to welcome guest 5273 to the show. And remember, the number to call in is 646-915-8166. Let us hear from you if you have any questions. And so let us, you are about to share some insights about hypnosis.
Yes.
Yes, you can go ahead and do that now, please.
Okay. Well, in hypnosis, the instructor I was under, Dr. Krasner, he actually was in a conference situation where he was hypnotized as he was just learning the process of hypnosis himself. And when the process was over, he said, well, I wasn't hypnotized. And so for him, it was, well, how can I show a patient or a client that this process actually really does work? And so he came up with what he called convincers. And you might have seen somebody use muscle testing. And this is very similar, but it's something that we can do as I sit here in Canada and you sit where you sit. And we can just work through the process. So I just want to go through a couple of those and just give you an idea of how your mind can control your body. And then I'm going to take it to another level after that. Okay, so I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath. I'll imagine you're cutting a lemon into four slices. Now, take a bite of that lemon. Now, I don't know about you, but I can feel the bitterness of that lemon, and my mouth is beginning to water. And so that's just one quick convincer that we can do. Now, another one is called the brick and balloon. And so what I want you to do is take a deep breath, put your hands out in front of you, and close your eyes. Now, imagine I just placed a cinder block on your left arm. This cinder block weighs about 90 pounds. It's so heavy. It's going to push your arm down even more now. Now, on your right arm, I want you to imagine I just tied a hot air balloon to your right arm. That hot air balloon is rising high up into the sky, so high now. And as it's rising up, it's lifting your right arm high into the sky. Now, I want you to imagine that your left arm is being pushed down by that cinder block, that very, very heavy cinder block, as your right arm is being raised up into the sky, so high now. Now, I want you to open your eyes, and your left hand should be a little bit lower than your right hand. Some will be more, some will be less. And so that's one thing you can do. And as we move into taking this to another level, I want to tell you a story about...
James.
Yes.
Before you share this story, what's the difference between hypnosis and NLP?
Now, that's a good question, Daphne. I've never really got into NLP, so I don't have a background in that.
Okay. All right.
I honestly can't answer that.
No, and that's okay. So that means anybody email me to ask, they will have to do the research and call me back. So, okay, go ahead, please, with this story.
Okay, well, there was a doctor by the name of Dr. Wilder Penfield. And here in Canada, we've had Heritage commercials, and he was actually an American who came to Canada to do neurosurgeon on the brain, and he mapped out the brain. And what he has done, in essence, is he did some experiments, and when he had one of his patients' head cut open, he was poking around the brain, and one of the patient's arm began to move. So he said to the patient, you know, did you do that? And the patient said, well, no, you got my head cut open, so obviously you must have, you know, stimulated the brain and caused the arm to move.
Mm.
And so Dr. Penfield said, well, okay, I'm going to stimulate that same part of the brain, and now what I want you to do is, as the hand's moving, I want you to consciously move it to a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So as the hand began to move, the patient consciously moved the hand. And with that, Dr. Penfield concluded that there was something outside of the brain that has control over the body.
Mm.
And that's something you can research yourself, and there's all kinds of information about Dr. Wilder Penfield online.
And what did he label that something outside of the brain as?
He labeled it as the soul.
Mm.
The consciousness, he called it the consciousness or the soul. But the fact is there's something outside of the brain that is actually in control of our body. And that's where I'm so excited about taking this to the next level. Because really, once we realize it's not the mind, because the mind is kind of one and the same with the ego.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And the ego tends to get in the way.
Oh, yes.
And
that's
what we're wanting to do, is to realize there's something that takes very little effort to get in contact with, but we need to consciously get in contact with this higher energy. Some call it the higher self, the soul, God, source. It's been called many things, and we don't want to get caught up in the names of things.
Exactly. I want to piggyback on something you mentioned about ego and the mind. A lot of people are held back from becoming successful because of the tricks that their minds and their ego play on them. And as you say, if they would listen to their authentic part, which is their soul, the core part of who we are as human, if we would pay all our intention and focus on that and just follow our intuition instead of all those games and the I told you so, who think you could. That's what the mind does. It is programmed with all the naysay and all the negative things that we have ever heard told about us in our lives. What does it take for someone who has not yet started? Because I know, James, it is never too late to start. Whenever you become aware, you just need to take action. What does someone need to do?
Well, you said it yourself. They need to take action. And really the first thing is making that decision that I have the choice to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be happy now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to wait for that new job.
Mm-hmm.
If I want that new job and that new job is going to make me happy, the better, if I get happy now, I am going to get that new job.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
through manifesting in the future really starts now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All we have is now. It's Abraham Hicks says that there is no tomorrow. Have you ever noticed how tomorrow never comes? Because now tomorrow is today.
It's today. That's all we have. Just
that's
today.
All we have.
That's the only thing we have. It's today. And it's a shame to see how people put their lives on hold instead of living today.
Absolutely.
Give it all your best. So help us, James. Help us. Give us a step-by-step action plan, because we are willing and we are ready to take action.
Well,
if you can hold our hands, if you may.
The first thing is, of course, to make that decision. The second thing is to figure out, what do you want to be experiencing now? That is the key. This is my experience up until now, but what do I want to be experiencing next? In the past, this has been my life. Now, we don't want to focus in the past because, of course, if it's not something we want, we're just going to create it over and over again. So we want to learn from the past. Of course, we do learn from the past, and there is no good experiences or bad experiences. There's only experiences, and that's something that we really need to get a hold of. As we're looking at the future of what we want to experience, anything that's happened in the past that we might want to call negative or bad has really made us who we are today.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as we're moving forward, we really need to make the decision of what we want next. And
mm-hmm.
and ideally, I think we all want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my happiness and your happiness can be different. We have different perspectives.
How we are individuals.
As you say, for me to make a step-by-step, I can't really do that because we are all individuals. What brings me bliss might not bring the next person bliss.
Mm-hmm.
So what? As I give you a step-by-step, it's going to be what you might call vague. But
mm-hmm.
that's not what we're here. We're not here to tell people how to live their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that people on this call and who are going to listen in the future are wanting a happy life.
Right.
And that's all I can assume. And so with that assumption, what we want to do is get happy now. Now, if we're focused on depression or the argument we had at work or with our spouse, as we hold that vibration, that energy, we're creating it further into the future. And so we want to distract ourselves from that. And that's the key right there. For some people, that's a sport. For some, that's their kids. You know, whatever you're passionate about, use that distraction. It's funny. If you ask yourself a question and then go off and do something that you're passionate about, the answer will show up because that raises your vibration, that raises that energy. And God is a high-level energy. And the key is for us to get up to that level of God, because God won't lower his its vibration or to come and meet us where we're at. So if we're in depression and if we think of our emotions as energy, anger or fear is a lower vibration, whereas God always vibrates at a higher level. And for us to expect the source to come and meet us where we're at when we're on a low level, it's not going to happen. And so the key is for us to raise our vibration in our emotions. That can really be looking for just a good feeling thought. You know, if you're depressed and you start to reach for hopefulness, that's so much better. And then once you get to hopefulness, you can reach even higher. Have you ever noticed how there are happy people out there?
Yeah, and they can get angry,
but they'll be happy within a few minutes. And now, on the flip side,
I want to piggyback on something. Before you continue, and before I piggyback, I want to welcome guests 53, 59, and 5399 to the show. Feel free to call in 646-915-8166 to speak to Mr. Kerouac. I know you mentioned that about being happy, and I don't know if you ever heard the saying that misery loves company.
Oh, absolutely.
And the same way, if you're a happy person, everybody's going to want to be around you because they want some of what you got, right?
Absolutely. And that's the key, is to, you know, if you're in a lower level of vibration or emotion,
what's considered a lower level?
Lower level would be something angry, depressed, and I'm going to assume you don't want to be there. I can't make decisions for you, but I'm going to assume we all want to be happy, and that's my main assumption in what I teach, is that I assume that everybody wants to be happy, and I think that's a pretty good assumption. And so, you know, if we think of our emotions as energy, we want to go from a low-level energy to a high-level energy. And the key in doing that is just focusing on a better-feeling thought now. And this really comes from Abraham Hicks and their teachings. So, you know, you can always go to abrahamhicks.com and learn more about this. And so, as I was saying before, you know, there's happy people, and they will get angry, but in a very short time, they're back to their happiness. And there's also angry people, and they can get happy, but at the same time, they go back to that anger within a very short time. And so if you think of those as like a base emotion, you know, that's who we might label that person as an angry person.
Someone in the chat room wants me to ask you how long you've been doing this on practicing this life. They would want they want to know.
Well, the reality is we practice it all our lives, whether you know it or not. And I have practiced it all my life. Now, there's been times where I've allowed myself to get into depression, and consciously, in 2008, I made the choice to get happy and stay happy. So,
wonderful.
So really, we do it all our life, whether we know it or not. But consciously, I would say 2008 is when I really made the decision that I was going to break through my limits of this emotional cycle that I go through in my life, or had gone through up until this point. So, yes, thanks for that question.
All right. Okay. And I want to remind people, the question always sounds so much better when you call in on the phone. And I want to welcome guest 6283 to the call. And feel welcome to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. Do you find it challenging to always create your happiness? Especially, I know you have co-workers and you're out there in the world and you go to different things around different people. Is it challenging for you to maintain that?
Well, you know, in the beginning, I think we are kind of influenced by our environment in the beginning, mm-hmm. because we don't know any better.
Mm.
And once we realize that this angry person over here, this coworker that's always angry, constantly angry, it's really a reflection of ourselves. So once we start to deal with that anger inside ourselves, that person will either change or they'll move on. And
so
whether it's challenging or not, that's really your own interpretation.
Assumption, interpretation. That's right. So
in
other words, the work that we all need to do is in ourselves and keep focusing on ourselves. Because you know that, for example, there are a lot of people who begin dating somebody and they realize there are some issues. And they are doing all they can to change that person instead of knowing that the only person they are responsible for is themselves. So focus on developing you and concentrating on you, on yourself, and all of a sudden you're going to look around and this person looks so good because you begin to create what you want, right?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. It's so true. It's funny, when we're looking for somebody to spend the rest of our life with, we're looking for the best in that person. And as we start to move into that relationship, things start showing up that might not be in line with that. And really, if we focus on ourselves and being the best person that we can be, the best person that we can spend the rest of our lives with will show up. They are a match. And, the fact of the matter is if we send love to ourselves, the idea is to build up our vibration, and that vibration is really a love, it's a happiness, it's some call it bliss, some call it enlightenment, and what you call it, we're not going to get hung up on that, the name, the label, but the idea is that if you love yourself, you're going to attract that love back to you. And, you know, I just learned this new process, and I think you did too, because we're both in the same program, and I love this process, and it's basically, if you think of yourself as a magnetic being, the person who is in front of you at this time, right now, not now, but right now, is the most important person in the universe. And I love this because it's true. It is so true. And so if you're looking at a, we might call a cashier, and we give that cashier a great smile with love in our eyes and, you know, not worried about what they think about this weirdo who's given them all this loving looks, because we're raising their vibration. And the next time you go back, they're smiling at you. And, you know, it's this ongoing sharing of love that we really need to create. And it has an amazing way of building a relationship with that person. And I'm not just talking about somebody you don't know, but, of course, your spouse, your children, and, you know, family is so important, and we have to give them that love. Unconditional love.
I want to interject here. I want to welcome guests 7255-7648-7671 to the show. And remember to call in 646-915-8166. I'm sure you've got some questions about creating a happy life now. And to piggyback, James, on what you mentioned, I went into the grocery store here close to my house the other day. And I did that, and I said to the lady, after she waited on me and everything, I said, just be sure to keep your light shining for the rest of your life. Never allow anyone to put your flame out. And I went back there. That was about 2 weeks ago I told her that. And I went back to the store this Friday, I think it was. Went on her line. And she said, I remember what you told me. And every time I remember it, I smile. So you never know the impact that you're going to make on somebody by just, you know, giving them a little compliment.
Oh, it goes so far into, because as you look at it, we do create the world around us. So why wouldn't we want to treat people how we want to be treated? And over time, that's how you will be treated. If you go to a restaurant and you're always focused on, geez, I always have crappy service. Well, guess
what? That's
what
you're getting.
That's what you're going to get because you're creating it. And so we really have to take ownership of our own lives. And that's tough for somebody to hear who's in a place of depression or struggle. What, I created that? No way.
Yes, and, you did.
Yes, you did, yes. And that's tough for people to hear. And now they know this, they're hearing it now today, if maybe for the first time, they can never go back. They can never go back.
That's
they're
right.
They're going to start to move forward in their life because
that's right.
They've wanted this. They've been looking for something else, and here they're listening to it now, and it's only going to grow within them. They're going to start to seek out people who are also attracting this information.
Yeah,
they're going to grow with that as well, grow with those people, grow with that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
What
they say, bird of a feather flocks together, right?
Absolutely.
I want to welcome all the way from Trinidad and Tobago, Earlene Parsons, and I want to welcome SMK Ovak to the show, James. I think that's your relative somewhere there turning up for the show, so... That's wonderful. I thank you guys for coming. I want to encourage you to call in. Call in and ask some questions. We don't want you to be unhappy. And the only way you're going to be able to create a happy life is from picking James's brain. Remember, you have his undivided attention. This gentleman has been practicing this for his entire life. So you want to talk to him and question him. I'm telling you, I'm so happy that he and I connected not too long ago. And he is, in truth, you know, he is just a ray of light. He's such a ray of light. And I am so thankful. So, Earlene, I hope you have a question, girlfriend. Okay, Miss Vanna, why are you laughing? All right, the number to call, 646-915-8166. Please call in now with your questions. Okay, James, are you there?
Yes, I am, Daphne.
All right, until the phone starts off the hook, my small chat room is not working, so I'm going back and forth to see what the people are saying there, and then I'm coming back in the studio. So just bear with me.
No worries.
Speaking from the costume of a male, James, and your observation toward the other gender, which gender you observe is more ready to accept and embrace this happy life?
Well, I would have to say the female gender, to be quite honest with
girls!
You.
Woo!
And that comes from my own fan page.
Yes.
The numbers are, they don't lie. 76% of my fans on my fan page are female.
Wonderful. We got it. We ain't joking. We have a call. I beg and I got a call. Caller, your last four digits are 8135. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Eileen, and I'm calling from Trinidad.
Hey, girl, how are you?
I've been struggling with a little discouragement all of this week gone, and I was so happy to see your show reminder and see the topic, because I purposed that this week I'm going to just have joy.
Yes.
And with that intention, you're attracting it.
Excellent. Perhaps that's why I'm talking with you guys tonight. You know, it's really amazing. It seems as though our thoughts, I don't know, I'm looking for a means of guarding my mind from weird thoughts. You know, I had a young brother, 16 years old, who died in a car crash 28 years ago. And on Friday night, there was a really bad car crash not very far from where I live. A friend of mine posted the pictures. Several people lost their lives. And it further cemented me into this fear, because the person who caused this accident went away scot-free. Just was treated for minor injuries at the hospital and left. In terms of my brother's accident, same thing. You know, the driver who caused the accident, he's living largely. My 16-year-old brother is dead. And I don't know, I just couldn't stop my mind from going down this road that life is so unjust and all this really witches nonsense for me. But somehow I just couldn't keep my mind from slipping into that place. My question is, what do I do to keep my brain from going in that direction?
Go ahead, James, and then I'm going to weigh in.
Okay, well, there's a few things you can do. The first thing is to make the decision that you're going to stay happy no matter what happens. And the key is to focus on what you're passionate about. And a good thing to do as well is meditate. People hear the word meditation, and it means many different things to many different people. And so I ask that you experiment with it and do what works for you. I like to call meditation the silence that speaks, because as we hold these questions and as we start to try and connect with our intuition, and I say try because as we're beginning, we are trying. But as we move forward, it's happening. It's working for us. And as you make this connection with your higher self, basically what you're doing is quieting your mind, because as we have a conversation between the two of us, if either one of us never quiets enough to hear the other one, it's not much of a dialogue. And it works the same way with the source, with God, is I ask the questions, the high-quality questions, but now I have to be willing to hear the answers. And that's where meditation is so important, because it allows us to quiet our mind and have that intuition make the connection.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? If you also think
valuable.
Of... Go ahead.
It's valuable. It's something I practice, but I hadn't practiced in last week, and perhaps that's contributing to this fear. So what you're saying is really valuable. It's an awesome tool. I agree with you.
Excellent. And if you also think of meditation as if you think of the brain or consciousness as a computer, and if you think of meditation as the reprogramming state, and so you can reprogram these limiting beliefs, these fear-based beliefs, and that's meditation is so powerful in so many ways. You can also do it in movement, as in like Tai Chi. You know, so if you can't sit, you can meditate on a walk. You don't have to be sitting. Like, meditation is so open. And really, it's just distracting your mind
and
allowing that your vibration to raise to become happy. And that's that's what meditation, I don't want to get stuck on the name of meditation because it's just a name. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's going into that quiet place within yourself, really.
That's right.
Absolutely. And that's
saying, walking, sitting silently, whatever brings you into that quiet place. Yes, that's meditation. I agree with you. Yes.
Right. Right. So it's like it's your retreat. It's your one-on-one retreat. And in addition to what James told you, I would only add that when those thoughts get to organize you, grab your pen and your journal.
Yeah.
And you just journal what's going on and let that thought know that it no longer has control over you. 28 years ago when your brother got killed, then it had a control over you. But no more.
Yeah.
So you rebuke and you tell it to shut up because you have no control over me. I'm now in the driver's seat. And I don't care how many more accidents happen in Trinidad. You are not going to ruffle my feathers because I'm in the driver's seat.
Correct. Yes, I hear you. I agree with that wholeheartedly as well. Thank you so much, Dr. D. That's the truth.
Because I know when you go through something that traumatic, it's something that you play out over and over and over. And that's all we're saying is just let it go. Just let it go. Your brother will be there when you pass on. I know this. I believe this. And he's in pure positive energy now. He's in a great place. And then what we're wanting to do is to bring that place to us. We can't go there from depression. We need to go there from a state of happiness,
joy,
and joy and love. You bet.
And love.
We can bring that here now. We don't have to wait. Well, I hope that helps.
It does. And I'm going to have a phenomenal week this week. I definitely
am. That's right.
Excellent.
That's right. That's right. Well,
excellent.
Thank you for calling in, my dear sister.
You're welcome. I'm going to continue listening.
We have a few minutes remaining, so just tweet and send some people over here. We have 37 minutes remaining on the show. So we want to thank Earlene for calling in, and you and I will catch up on Facebook during the week so we can
talk about
that project.
Certainly. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, my sister, and thank you so much.
Okay. Great.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in.
It's a blessing, you know. It's very rarely that she misses a show. She's such a devoted supporter to the show. And, you know, she and I was guest on somebody else's show. And that's how she and I met. And just to realize how much we have in common, you know?
Yes.
It's just amazing. She's doing some amazing work in Trinidad. She's in the process of building a retreat center down there.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, she's doing some phenomenal work there for women, and she has an amazing story. You go back over the archive, you can look when she was on Earlene Parsons. That's the segment with her. She has a phenomenal, phenomenal story. Talk about strong. That woman is strong. She is strong. She is a light that radiates all over the world. So again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And I want to welcome guest 7255. I'm not sure whether I welcome you before to the show. And my guest is Mr. James Kayovac. Create a happy life now. Now, as you look on your career, how has happiness attributed to you, who you are, how you perform your duties, and all of that?
Well, I, at a young age, I'll just tell you a little bit about my story. At age, well, I guess I was in grade four. My mom read a book. Well, it was called Metabionics, The Mystic Power of the Mind. And it was by an author, the name of Anne Bodenham Martin. And she passed away in 2008. And my mom just gave me a couple of the principles that she had learned in reading that book.
Mm.
And so it was something that I played with at a young age.
Mm.
And so I began to meditate. In the morning, I'd get out of my bed. I'd put my tape in, and I would listen to it. And before I'd listen to it, I'd visualize this dirt bike that I wanted.
Mm.
And so I would do this twice a day. I'd do it at night before I went to bed, and then again in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it for probably about a month, and then I got away from it. And so 3 years later, my uncle came to me and said he wanted to help me get a dirt bike. And so I had forgotten about doing this visualization about
mm-hmm.
the dirt bike. And so we started this firewood business, and partway through the summer, my uncle had decided that he would talk to another one of my uncles who knew more about dirt bikes and have him go and get me a used dirt bike. And so he went out without my knowledge. We went and drove a couple, and then eventually he made a decision on one. And it turned out that it was the exact same make and model of bike that I had wanted. Unfortunately, it wasn't as new as the one in the photograph that I had been visualizing. And so as I looked at that, it was identical to what I had wanted, but I didn't really focus on wanting a new one.
That's right.
So, you know, if you want a new one, focus on a new one. And so as I moved through life, there was times in my life where I could literally create within minutes. And then there was times where I kind of fell off. And really, in 2008, it was kind of one of them times in my life where I had fallen off and knew that I was in control and consciously decided that, okay, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move forward. So as I look back at my using this for my career, I have done many different jobs. I grew up in BC, and with the forest industry always in turmoil, I had lots of opportunity to get different jobs because a lot
mm-hmm.
of the companies I worked for at the time would go under.
Mm-hmm.
But I had wanted to be a bobcat operator, so I operated a bobcat for 3 years. I wanted to work at a ski hill. I did that for, I believe, 4 months. And I wanted to be a manager of a store. I ended up being an assistant manager, which if you've ever been an assistant manager, you know you learn more that way because
that's
really
right.
You're doing everything. So
hands on, yep.
And at a young age, I wanted to be a garbage man. And so, you know, I had the opportunity to be a garbage man. And so really I'm moving into the next phase of my career, which is really teaching people the power they have to create their life. And that's where I'm at now, and that's where I'm starting to move into. And being on the show tonight is a great step towards that. And I thank you for that.
Wonderful. Would you, James, please repeat the name of the book slowly so my assistant can write it, because Erlene wants the name of it.
Okay, it's spelled M-E-T... A-B-I-O-N-I-C-S, Metabonics, The Mystic Power of the Mind. Now, it was last printed in early 80s. You can get it online, but it's a used version, but it's an excellent read. She really goes into depth about contacting your angels, astral travel. She really takes it to a level that most people aren't even willing to discuss as of yet.
And who is the author, please, James?
Anne Martin Bodenhammer.
Anne?
Bodenhammer is spelled B-O-D-E-N-H-A-M-E-R.
All right.
And she actually wrote a book called, let me look for it here real quick, Calling Your Angel. And she, her pen name is Reverend.AnneB.Martin. And
all
that
right.
was printed in 2008, and that's still in print. And she passed away that year as well.
Wow. And that's Calling Your Angel?
Calling Your Angel, yes. Mm-hmm. And she uses a lot of reference of the Bible, and she actually uses the term in the book, in her first, well, in the, I call it her first book. She's written many books, but these
mm-hmm.
are the two that I'm aware of.
Yes.
And she's actually used the term Law of Attraction in the book that she wrote in the early 80s. So.
Wow.
The term Law of Attraction has actually been around a lot longer than most people realize.
Wow. Amazing. Where did the time go? I just need to take a quick commercial break, please, and I'll be right back with you.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And I want to remind you that March the 23rd through the 26th, we have the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in Times Square, New York. Speakers, Leon Ellis, John Muller, Crystal Martin, Willie Crawford, Brian D. Ridgway, Ariella Mitchell Durant, Stephen Jackson, Cheryl Cuttle, Sam Orr, Kobe Huberman, James, Edward Foxworth III, John Sertle, Chandel Pitts, and James Nemley, and Mr. Simon T. Bailey, and I'm blessed to be your host. Yes. Okay, have another call, and I'll be going to the call now. Hello, would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, I'm Giovanni, calling from Jamaica, West Indies.
Hi, Giovanni, how are you, my darling?
I'm all right.
All right. So what's your question, please?
Well, I wanted to touch something on basis of what James has said a little earlier about, I guess, was like containing the anger and stuff like that.
Are you hearing, James?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Giovanni.
Yeah. You know, I really wanted to know some stuff because I know, like, growing up sometimes, like, even, like, in when I was 18, 19, 20, in those regions, I you know, I'm happy, but then sometimes I let certain things bother me, you know, a lot more. Like, sometimes financial burdens will come down, and it seems like I go into, like, a depression, but don't know, like, how to actually overcome it. And then when everything seems to be all right, then something else comes new, and I don't know how to control it, and then it leads to anger, because then I take out my anger on other people because things aren't going right. And I was wondering if that's normal, you know, if that's, like, really how it's supposed to be.
Really, we are designed for joy. That's what it comes down to. We do get hung up with our environment in the beginning when we're not aware that we can control our emotions. Now, that's not to say that I don't get angry from time to time, but I can tell you that I control my anger a lot more than I did when I was younger. I grew up with a lot of fear and a lot of anger myself, and I grew up fighting as a young lad, and just consciously made the choice that anger wasn't going to be the way that I wanted to live my adult life. And I let that go. And I'm saying to you that you can let that go. If you allow happiness to be your main focus, you basically want to get a consciousness of happiness. You want to immerse yourself in happiness. And, you know, and the easiest way to do that is before you go to bed, think of something that makes you happy. And and when you get up in the morning, also think of something that, that makes you happy. And also you can use the meditation as a big part of that, because meditation has a natural way of allowing you to connect to a higher emotion, and which just kind of releases that anger, that fear, and you can move forward from that. And so I really invite you to spend at least 15 minutes twice a day of consciously connecting with your source, you'll find that those emotions just don't appear anymore.
Well, listen, I really appreciate that. I'm really going to, you know, take heed to that and try it. You know,
you will be amazed how quickly your life will change once you start to focus on happiness. Because really, a lot of people like to say, you know, visualize what you want. But a lot of people get to this point where they visualize it so long and it doesn't come that they're actually visualizing from a standpoint of frustration. Well, I want this so bad and it's not coming, and they're really bringing that frustration into their meditation, their visualization. And so what I suggest is not to worry about telling God what you want or the source what you want, because that's not what's important. The source knows what you want.
You just have to work towards
connection to the source, so the source can show you the path, but the path is, you know, you'll have these intuitive moments where, geez, I need to go do this today, and you'll run into a person who will give you an opportunity, or you'll hear something on the radio that, and as you get connected with this intuition, everything is God, everything is energy. It'll show up in, I've had people come up to me and say
that's the hookup with James on Facebook.
Woo! I've had people come to me and say things that I don't know why, but I feel as if I have to tell you this. And once they walk away, I smile and go, oh, I know exactly what that is. That's an answer to a question I had asked. And you know, once you start to be aware that these answers can show up, it starts to move quicker and faster, and there's no stopping it.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, hopefully by the end of the show, you know, you can have your Facebook link up there, so maybe we can just, you know, stay in tune, because, you know, good and positive people is always a pleasure to hear.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, I agree. You know, I had the opportunity to meet Dr. Daphne, and, you know, I had an opportunity to meet another fellow by the name of Brian Ridgway, and, you know, I've gone and seen Deepak Chopra, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Jerry and Esther Hicks, and as you surround you don't have to be seeing these people in person. You know, the internet is such a great source for us to
definitely.
To grow and meet people worldwide. You know, and so, yeah, I would love for you to hook up with me on Facebook. My name is James Kerouac, Kirouac.
Mm-hmm. And it's, okay, definitely. I'm going to make sure to do that. And we will stay in contact, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you very much. All right.
Okay, James. James.
Yes, Daphne.
That was my son.
Oh, was it? Excellent.
So I'm very proud that he called. Let me see if they have any. Okay, any more questions? Javonte, any more questions?
No, that's really.
All right, thank you so much for calling in. I love you.
I love you too.
All right, so any more questions? Great calls coming in. I'm excited. 5399-7255 SMK OVAC. Any questions from you guys? Call in and let us hear from you. SMK OVAC, call in. I'm sure James would like the encouragement. All right. Well, James, my friend Erlene just subscribed to you. So we're going to be going to Trinidad, my brother.
And Hawaii as well. You guys are all welcome to meet us in Hawaii.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It's such an amazing world we are in. I just love the internet because, you know, they say birds of a feather flock together. But as you say, James, we don't need to be next door because I haven't met you personally, but I know you.
Absolutely. I feel this connection. And,
yes.
You know, we're able to connect with people from all walks of life. You know, it might take us years to find 400 people who are feeling what we're feeling, but with the internet, we can do that within days.
That's right. That's right. You know, James, December of 2010, or was it 2009? 2009, I decided that I was going to do a virtual birthday party.
Yeah.
And the calls were coming in. I could not believe where people were calling from all over the world. And from that celebration, I said, I never took it lightly what I do, but from that time, it showed me the span to where my reach is going. And it is a beautiful thing. It is really a beautiful thing. I want to remind the listeners, we are down to the last 19 minutes of the show. Please call in 646-915-8166. Or if you would like to type your question in the chat room, I will be more than happy to read it for you. So, Yes, Erlene, I had the virtual birthday party. You know, I was sitting home alone with my cat and I said, oh, I'm going to do a virtual birthday party and just celebrate with all my listeners. And it was amazing. It was an amazing thing that we did.
Well, Daphne, you're an amazing person. So
thank you so much. Thank you so much. God is good and he just surrounded me with some amazing, amazing people. You know, it is such a blessing. It is such a blessing with all the friends that the Lord has provided for me. The universe is faithful. When you give, it gives back to you.
It's true. It is so true.
So I
want to share a little thing with you that happened with myself. I think it was 2 years ago now.
Yes.
And you know, people are wondering how they can embrace the knowing that they can create. And I say to them, test it. Test it. Put it to the test. And how you do that is you just be light about it. You pick something that you really have very little resistance to. And, you know, if you think about it, you've always known somebody who buys a car, and that particular car tends to show up everywhere you go. and so we kind of did that 2 years ago, myself and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did is we used, at first we tried butterflies, and that wasn't working for us. So my kids have, we have a lot of ladybugs here in Calgary. So we decided that we were going to use ladybugs, and we were going to create seeing ladybugs, you know, maybe in pictures or whatever, but they just start showing up and it kind of becomes your symbol of your power. And so with doing ladybugs, after I think trying for a week with butterflies and it not really working, we switched to ladybugs because, like I said, my kids love ladybugs. So you gotta remember, this was in February, I believe it was 2009. And so we started with ladybugs, and the very next day my wife came home and was showing me the camera on her phone, and there was a live ladybug that she had seen in a doctor's office in the middle of February. And we are covered with snow, it's minus 20. We tend to not see ladybugs until the spring, so the fact that she was able to find a live one the very next day.
Wow.
You know, she is such a great creator. I don't think she gives herself enough credit for being able to create. But, you know, and I just wanted to share that. So that's something you can just be be light about, have fun with, and
yes,
and let's see how many ladybugs start showing up. So you can start to use like a symbol.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I started to see 11:11, and this was before I even knew that it was a spiritual number.
Ah,
it was just showing up everywhere. And
Explain that for me.
Explain
the spirituality of 11:11.
I don't know. Basically, it represents your movement into spirituality.
Mm.
And I wasn't even aware of that when it just started showing up. I just would look everywhere. And I think it was because I was asking for this energy to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2008, I said to myself, I want to meet somebody who can talk to God. Literally, I'm on a one-on-one. And that's when I found Abraham Hicks, Jerry and Esther Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
And what Esther does is she actually has a being talk through her. And when you listen to this being comes from pure positive energy.
Wow.
And you can just feel this energy coming as Esther's allowing this being to talk through her. And
wow.
And so I found them, and I've actually watched the Secret prior to learning anything about Esther, because I just went on YouTube on Google and Googled Law of Attraction, and,
mm-hmm.
and Gary and Esther started popping up a lot. And so I started watching their videos. And so, you know, as we start to look for a connection to the energy, and
mm-hmm.
we start to reach for it, it starts
mm-hmm.
showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm asking everybody who's going to hear this tonight and in the future to just reach for that,
mm-hmm.
that power.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
allow it to flow to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
don't try too hard.
Wow.
Because with that resistance, you kind of
yes.
push
yes.
it away at the same time.
Just have fun with it. Just be light. Just be happy.
Exactly.
Just love. Just love, love, love.
And don't worry about money showing up. And
that's right.
You know, and I found myself with, you know, I wanted to make money online, so I got online and I, you know, started to learn about making money online, and then as I released the idea of making money and just sharing good information,
mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
money is starting to show up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so as we can just release the energy and allow it to flow to us,
yes,
and have
yes.
fun with it and play with
yes.
it, it's so exciting.
Beautiful, beautiful. This is good. I cannot believe that we are down to the last 12 minutes. Okay, Earlene says she's going to learn to attract the things that she wants to attract, James.
Yeah. Well, really, like I said, you don't have to tell the universe what you want. A lot of people like to use visualization. Now, visualization is good,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have to tell the universe what you're wanting. The universe knows you do what you're wanting. So the key is to get happy, to follow your guidance. And really, when you're not feeling good, you're not working within your guidance. You're pinching it off.
Mm.
So as you're feeling good, you'll get inspired to go for a walk, to go to the store, and as what you're wanting is a match to that feeling, it's going to show up. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think it is. What happened when you are having fun? Somebody's asking, what is happening?
What happens when you're having fun is you're raising your vibration. And like I said, mm-hmm. if you think of your emotions as energy or vibration, you just start to meet God, where God always resides, and that's at a high vibration.
Mm-hmm.
God will never come down and meet us in depression.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when we're angry or depressed, we like, God, he's not real, or he doesn't work. Of course he's not working. You're pinching him off.
Mm-hmm.
And in
mm-hmm.
that place, you are creating all the disasters. It's like when you get up in the morning, you stub your toe, and then you're late for work, and it's just a downhill slide from there, because
mm-hmm.
if you stop oh, I stubbed my toe. I realize that this can turn into a pretty negative day if I allow it, so I'm going to rejoice in the fact that I banged my toe to remind me of how my day could be if I'm not conscious of
it
here and now.
Beautiful, beautiful. Woo! Well, I'm sure I'll be having you back.
Oh, I look forward to it.
I just know that we are down to the last 10 minutes. I would love for you to summarize your conversation and tell people how they can get in touch with you and how they can get access to all this information we just talked about.
Okay, great. Well, I think the main points that I want to address are the fact that we have to make the decision to have a happy life. That is so key. And out of that decision, things will start to show up. And if we stay focused on creating a happier life now, the cooperative components will start to show up. The Dr. Daphne's will show up in your life, and the Brian Ridgeways and the Stephanie's and the Diane's, and, you know, just all the people that are going to make this experience what it is today. And so the key is to make the decision. The second thing I would really like to stress is allow it to happen. Connect with God, connect with Source, and use meditation, use distraction, use just getting happy as your reason for living. And when you start to focus on a happy existence, things just start showing up because you are a match to it. It's a match to you. And you will not be able to stop the things that are going to make you happy from showing up, because it's just going to grow from there. It's going to snowball, if you will. And all the negative things, they always say, let go and let God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I really think they mean is focus on what you want. That's you directing God.
Mm-hmm.
And the letting go part is letting go of what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the letting go means. Because you need to stay focused. And so I'm focused, but now I'm going to let go of that thought of what I want, you're kind of defeating the whole with the meaning of let God, you know what I mean. God and let go. Well, letting go and let God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let go and let God. Well, letting go of all the resistance, all the negative thoughts, and all the stuff that you're not wanting.
Mm-hmm.
And so focus your energy. That is God. You're God in your imagination. And when you're dreaming, you can control that. And in imagination, you know, we see kids who daydream all the time, and we like to wake them up from that daydream. And really, they're in a place that we should all be.
Yeah, we should just leave them alone. That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. And we ought to just leave them alone.
And
you know, I can't imagine. Yes, I can. The environment that you raise your children in, it is just so powerful.
Well, and they teach me so much. My kids are amazing. My son really embraces the idea of him being the creator of his own life.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter is also a great creator. And my wife is a great creator. So,
you
know, with the four of us co-creating this happiness together, it's just an amazing experience.
That's wonderful, wonderful. You will not have to worry about when they go off to college, because they're going to be ready, because they started early and they're going to have it down pat. The show tonight. Okay, so please give the information out, the links and all of that good stuff, James. And it was a pleasure to have you here, and I look forward to having you back on the show at some other time.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, well, let me get you those links right now.
Okay. So you are listening to Mr. James Kayovac, Create a Happy Life Now. And this is one segment that you're going to want to download and play over and over and over again, and share it with everyone that you care about. Okay.
Well, there's two ways that you can get a hold of me. One, of course, is Facebook, James.Kirouac, and also on Skype. And my name is also James.Kirouac.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also find me on Facebook through my fan page, Create a Happy Life Now. And I also have a website, createahappylifenow.com. So I look forward to getting to know everybody and sharing my information with everybody and sharing and getting to know what other people's thoughts are, because really it's all one thing, you know, and we call it different things. Some call it Reiki, some call it, and so I try not to get hung up on the name of it, because it's all just energy.
That's right. And you can also check out the link discoverwhy.com, and you can attend some free webinars there.
Oh, and that discoverywhy.com, let me tell you, that is, that is such a great, Brian Ridgway is doing such great things over there, and definitely go check out discoverwhy.com. Yes. Well, thank you very much, Daphne. Hello? Thank you.
Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change